This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Chris Swake from WXRT, the XRT Morning Show producer with Lynn Bramer and Mary Dixon. And as a person of, say, the audio persuasion, I care about your ears, not just mine, but yours, because I want you to be able to hear my work and what I do for a living. And I'm here to speak on that with Dr. Diane Shecklong, who can shed some more light, as it were, on protecting your hearing as you go to Lollapalooza and enjoy other the Lollapalooza after shows and any other live music you may be attending this summer and beyond. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shecklong.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. I'm so happy to talk about this. I have a daughter who is attending Lollapalooza, and I gave her my little lecture before she left to get on the train this morning. But yeah, it's a pleasure to share with your audience.
Very nice. And now when you tell your daughter, protect your hearing, does she kind of roll her eyes and go, yes, Mom, anything you say. Thanks for the earplugs. I'm never going to wear these.
Right. Well, of course she does. She's a teenager. So yeah, I did give her some other tips, though, because the chances of her putting foam plugs in her ears, I think, is pretty low. So there are at least a few other things that she can do that I think might be a useful thing to share.
Such as?
Well, obviously the earplugs would be the best thing you can do, but hearing loss from being exposed to noise is kind of a threefold thing. It's the dose, the amount that you are exposed to it. So it's how much you are exposed, it is how loud something is, but it also is the distance to the sound source. So earplugs would decrease the intensity or the loudness, so that would protect that portion of your ear that is the most vulnerable to sound. If we can't get folks to wear earplugs, some of the other things we would say, though, is shorten your exposure time, which, again, if we bring this to Lollapalooza, that's probably not going to happen. It's a four-day festival, and so duration is probably another one that's going to be hard to control. Distance is one, though, that I think if people are conscious of, that is really something that you can control. So when you are obviously closer to the speaker, the sound intensity is louder and therefore that much more dangerous. So by just removing yourself, you know, back a bank, back a couple rows, getting seats in the second section instead of right on the floor, moving yourself away from the speakers, that provides so much more. So that would be the first thing I would say.
But the views are so much better when you're closer. I mean, you know.
No. No, and that's a fact. And I mean, that's why if we can get folks to wear earplugs, what that does is it actually brings down some of the distortion. I mean, it lowers the sound to the point where you can actually hear better if you bring down the volume a bit. I was at a concert over the summer, and being the audiology geek that I am, I have on my phone a little sound level meter app that I was putting out there, and I was actually measuring like about 130 decibels of sound. That
Wow.
is like a jet engine, and it was actually painful to me. My family was rolling their eyes, but they were kind of getting it. They were like, yeah, I think I see what you mean, Mom. And we would move back, and I got us to like 110, which is still too much. There's really no consideration for the health of our ears at these fests. I mean, there really just isn't. And when you're young and invincible, you don't think about that kind of stuff. But, man, I see patients every day with hearing loss that, you know, we're all going to get it because of just aging, probably. But we can certainly help it with lots of noise exposure. There's just little hairs in our ears that get blown away, literally, by loud sound. And when you're young and healthy and invincible, they kind of pop back up the next day. But as you get older and your circulation isn't as good and your blood flow isn't as good, those little hair cells just kind of, they lay down and die. And so it's why older people always say, oh, I can hear, but I can't understand, because they're just not getting all the sounds of the words. So it's a real thing, and we just cannot, impress it upon our young folks enough how important it is.
What's the youngest patient you've treated for hearing damage related to loud noise and or prolonged exposure in your professional experience?
Yeah, you know, I had a distraught, and I really use that word meaningfully, probably 14-year-old who had gone to a concert, and, you know, his ears were ringing, and they all thought it was, you know, funny. He woke up the next day, and he's like, it wasn't gone. I saw him probably 3 days later, and he was in tears describing the situation to me because he had a constant ringing in his ears that just never went away. And unfortunately, the sad part of that is there's not much we can do about it on the back end. He did not have any hearing loss per se, but definitely had damaged a part of his cochlea, or that inner ear that has these little hair cells. So the only way to treat that on the back end is to kind of provide fit sound therapies or ways to help people not think about it, but you can't make that go away. So it's kind of a scary thought. We've all probably left a concert going, oh, my ears are ringing. Think about it, though. If that never went away, how that would impact your daily life. Bad news.
Once, like you're saying, it's permanent. Once that happens, that's it. You don't get a second chance on that sort of thing.
Yep. And it's invisible, you know? I mean, it's an invisible type of impairment, so I think it's easy to forget. You know, you do something and you get cut, you bleed, you know it happened. Noise is a little bit different. It's a more subtle thing, but as a musician and an audiologist myself, I just couldn't imagine living with that every day. It's a bad thing.
And it's invisible until you start, you know, annoying all of the people around you by saying, I'm sorry, what? Can you repeat that? What? Can you repeat that? And annoying yourself and getting frustrated with, I can't hear what you're saying. I'm just going to nod and smile and go,
Yep, it's not good. There are earplugs for people who are serious concert goers or go to clubs or are really around music. There are earplugs that are made for musicians. And what they do is they actually reduce all of the sound equally so that it really sounds like you're listening to exactly what you're listening to, only at a softer volume. I actually have a pair of those. They were $15 online. They're not expensive.
Nice.
When you go into a concert, you don't want to put foam plugs in because you can't hear the vocals. It sounds like everything's boomy. I mean, it changes the sound, those foam plugs. But these other plugs really keep the integrity of the sound, so you can still hear the person next to you, you can have a conversation, and you can hear the music, you can hear the lyrics, you can hear the high end, and it doesn't sound muddy and distorted. So I would strongly recommend those type of plugs. You can just go online and Google, you know, musicians' earplugs. And there are ones that are several hundred dollars that are custom made that's more for someone who's in the industry or plays in a band or that kind of thing. But if you're just a kind of a casual concert goer, they're amazing. They're awesome. So,
and you know, $15, yeah, that's not much, but boy, you know, I can buy a beer or something like that at Lollapalooza for that much, because I'm afraid that they're a little overpriced. What about, I'm just gonna go ahead and I'm gonna throw some toilet paper or some tissue in my ears. That's free, basically. I mean, you know, what bad could possibly happen from doing that? And it'll muffle the sound just as well, a little crumpled up wad of tissue.
Well, Chris, I have done that. I have gotten caught at a concert without earplugs, and I have taken my little cocktail napkin and have wadded it up and put it in my ears. Honestly, that's better than nothing. I'm not really encouraging people to stick foreign objects in their ear because it could obviously get stuck, or you know. But that is better than nothing. At least there is providing some bit of sound barrier there. So yes, I have done that. Foam plugs are a good option for protection. They do distort the sound of music. So really my advice, if you're not prepared with the right kind of plugs, is, you know, move yourself back just a little bit, or stay up front for a little bit and then move yourself back. So if you think about that, those three things, the distancing yourself, but also how long you're exposed to it, and then how loud something is. So moving yourself away for short periods of time could really help, especially in something that's, you know, 4 days long.
Indeed. And I'm looking here and it says that I don't know what the specs are, but that they've upgraded the sound systems for Lollapalooza this year. So,
Scary.
That could mean more powerful, which, you know.
Yeah, we definitely, in our in our profession with audiology, we are, it's going to be a great business because there's just so much more noise exposure. Not only has our world gotten noisier, but the way we listen to music is just with earbuds, so that, again, the distance is closer to our ears, and the duration, we're doing it so much more. You have earbuds stuck in your ears constantly, as opposed to the more casual, you know, put music on your stereo and listen to it, or listen to it in your car. Now it's like portable. It's with you all the time. So it's louder. It's closer to your ear. There's just going to be all kinds of hearing loss
indeed,
as these folks get older. So,
and is there any difference? Because, you know, there are multiple stages at Lollapalooza, multiple performers. There's a DJ lounge. There's all sorts of after shows at all sorts of different venues featuring all sorts of different artists. Is there anything? The dance music is mostly bass. It's not going to hurt, because that sounds totally fine in my ear relative to, say, a rock band with, you know, cymbals and, you know, guitars and the whole works, that, you know, kind of ear piercing. You know, is there a big difference between the type of music in that regard as to what'll damage your hearing quicker or the same or anything like that?
Yeah, no, it's really more volume based. But those venues, smaller venues, there's going to be a stronger sound pressure level in a small venue. There's going to be more echo. There's going to be more, the volume is going to be louder. So outdoor really is better. The sound dissipates more. But yeah, actually the type of music probably doesn't have too much of an effect. It's more about the volume.
Well, is there anything else you want to add, Dr. Shecklong, about, you know, what else people can do to, you know, protect themselves or seek treatment should they, you know, notice any symptoms that they were kind of not expecting or anything like that?
Right. So most symptoms are going to include ringing in the ears. They're not going to probably include pain. They're probably not going to include much of anything, but your ears are ringing. The hearing loss is probably is a consequence that won't happen immediately. It's more of a dose effect, how much you do that. So ringing in the ears is definitely a precursor, though, to you've done some damage. So seeking a hearing test, getting your ears examined at that point would probably be a good idea.
Well, thank you, Dr. Shecklong, for joining us. And, you know, not to be Debbie Downer over here or anything like that, but, you know, these things are important. If you enjoy going to concerts, you're enjoying not just being there and seeing the artist and hanging out with your friends, you're enjoying hearing the music. And if you damage your ears, you can no longer hear the music. So, you know, we really appreciate you kind of driving home that point and, you know, and your expertise in all this. Thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome. This is the topic that is dear to my heart. I am a musician at heart, so I understand that need and that want to hear music. But thinking from a longevity standpoint, just protect your ears a little bit so you can enjoy that music well into your later years is all I got to say. Yes. Thanks again, Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.